It's not officially on the docket, but of course, plenty of conversations here at this NATO summit will be on this ceasefire that seems to have been brokered by the Trump administration between Israel and Iran, and what comes next. There'll be 31 other world leaders having that opportunity to meet face to face with the US president to discuss what kind of role can be played as NATO's allies seek de-escalation in that conflict in the Middle East. Another huge thing we're expecting out of this summit is for NATO allies to agree to significantly boost defense spending up from the current benchmark of 2% upwards to 5%. That has been a long request made by the United States and US President Donald Trump. William Denslow, The Hague.